There's my audio. As I was just saying, I'm not sure how long this this week of Taiwan special episodes is going to be. Now, sometimes they're a little bit long. But I'll tell you what. If it's not long enough to your satisfaction, then it's free. I won't charge you for it. No, George, I'm not going to tell them that I'm already not charging them for it. They already know that. They get the joke. Well, so what if the people in Reed Rapids are worried that the other people aren't getting the joke? I'm not concerned about that. I just feel that I want to get on with my day. What's going on in the news? I have no idea what this week. The U.S. is trying to extradite. Look. U.S. and China. I kind of don't want to get political, because you can go over to the Pacific Daily Times, the Symphony, and, you know, wherever you're listening to this, you know, you can go over and check that out. The U.S., I've been saying this, I've been saying this before I was in Taiwan, and I've only said it more. America is absolutely amazing. You know what I should talk about? I should talk about how this week I had a very interesting encounter with a guy from the Middle East. And I asked him, I don't want to say what country he's from. I want to protect people's privacy. I don't know. I have my own email server, not for privacy purposes, just for control purposes. I have my own email not to protect it from the government. I want to, you know, protect it from Google. But this guy's privacy, I don't want people who might want to hurt him. Anyhow, but he was talking about government stuff over there. What do I think about this Huawei thing and America? Look, I've been saying this for a long time. America is amazing at provoking. If you go back and look at all this back and forth, you know, our relationship with President Xi is great, and I like him. We're friends. In fact, we might as well be drinking buddies, you know, Trump, you know. In fact, we should play pool together. I don't drink, I don't drink alcohol. But we could be tea drinking buddies. We could chug tea, because we're friends. We have a good relationship, Xi and I. And, Jinping, old buddy, old pal. We're practically joined in the hip. We were probably separated by birth. In fact, why my hair and his hair are so wild is actually probably the same hair color. We're near identical twins, Xi Jinping and I. I mean, to hear Trump talk about their friendship and then turns around, all these trade tariffs come out of nowhere, bang! It's like, wait a minute, is this really consistent? Is Trump lying to us? Or is he lying to China? Maybe not lying. I'm just posing a question. It's just, there's this back and forth. Hey, trade's making progress. We're getting progress with the... Oh, no, darn it, we didn't get the progress. And that's basically the summation of headlines spread over the course of about 3 weeks. And then it's, America opens up new talks with China. After spending hours on the phone, we finally set up our next negotiation talk. And by the way, our U.S. military is sailing right past those islands, and a whole bunch of Chinese airplanes are coming out and yelling, "You go home! Americans can't be here! This is Chinese airspace! Go home! You can't be here!" You know, and so then that's what we're hearing play from what the U.S. military released and is playing on YouTube. Why are U.S. military surveillance recordings of the Chinese telling the Americans to GTFO? Why are American military radio communications with the Chinese being released to the public and on YouTube? You know, it's just, If you take the headlines of the last 10 years about the U.S. and China, and you were to just fast forward them, that's what you'd get. You'd get, I love you, I hate you, I love you, I hate you, I love you, I hate you, I love you, I hate you. And it's the type of thing where it's like, that's enough to drive someone crazy, and that's what's happening. See, a lot of people are they don't have quite the attention span to see what's going on, but it's like, come on, guys. What's this? Did I lose a tooth or something? I've got a chip something in my mouth. I don't really care. Is it anything? There's nothing too ugly. No, my teeth aren't any uglier than normal. Okay, so I'm just going to carry on. So it's like, you know how all of a sudden you get like this chip feeling in your mouth? And it's like, wait a minute. What? Where's that missing from? I think it was one of those ceramic. You know how like if you chip your tooth, they put this like ceramic thing on your tooth? I think something like that fell off, I think is what it was. All right. Anyhow, I don't know why I'm focusing on that. Because it happened. That's why. Well, what's happened with America in China, I think there's provocation going on. America is just amazing at it. And see, people don't study history, so they don't know that this is basic. Like, U.S. versus China is basically pre-World War II U.S. versus Japan. We were irritating the Japanese with trade embargoes and all kinds of stuff. And it's like, I'm just wondering if it's like, has the Navy been saying, gee, you know, we haven't had a good old fashioned fight in the Western Pacific in a while. We got to go irritate someone else over there. It's as if someone wants World War II version 2. Anyhow, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. I'm not trying to guess what's really going on. I'm just looking at the newspapers and I'm going, this is the classic old provocation act. You know, the show, the performance. And I'm like, the Chinese are falling for it. Like, they're just, the goal is to get the Chinese irritated, and the Chinese are getting irritated. It's like, if China wasn't bothered at all by anything and everything America does, there could be no World War III. And it's like, you see, now, I know that the people who are distracting from their job in Beijing who are listening to me or whatever, I don't know. But now, see, if some Chinese guy were to hear me say that, he might say that I'm trying to shape Chinese opinion. I'm not. I speak to Americans. I hope China blocks my stuff from China because I don't want to mess in China. I always run into this. I tell people, everywhere I go, I tell people, if I meet friends, you know, if I meet people from China, I tell them, don't use Instagram. What? You know, I'm in Taiwan. Some guy talks to me. He's in China. He uses Instagram. I say, don't use Instagram. Not in China. Well, why not? I said, because they block it. Don't get a VPN to find your way around it. Don't do that. But China's bad. I don't care. If you think China's bad, then move somewhere else. But you're in China and China doesn't want you to use Instagram, so don't use Instagram. Don't make trouble for them. I mean, if China's government is going to be overthrown, you know, that's India's response. You know, that's not the normal user's responsibility to go fight against stuff. I'm not one to advocate fighting against. You know, I'm not one of these people that wants all the Chinese using VPNs to use Facebook and Google and Instagram. You're in China. They don't want you to do that. So don't do that. That's what I always tell people. Okay. Yeah. So the U.S. provoking China, I speak to a U.S. audience. I have no, people ask me, say, Jesse, why don't you go to China? I say, because the Chinese think I'm a threat to national security, because they think Facebook's a threat to national security, and I use Facebook. So if I go to China, they're going to have people, they're going to take police who should be doing something else, and they're going to be watching me for no reason, and I'm going to be a distraction, and China doesn't need distractions. I'm not going to go to China. I'm an American with a Facebook account. They don't like Facebook. Okay, I'm not going to trouble them. That's why I don't. And a lot of people have trouble understanding that. What do you mean? Well, why don't you go to China? It's not about me. It's about respecting the people with the power. Right or not? Do I agree with China's government? Of course I don't agree with them. But I'm not in China. And I'm not going to try to shape opinion of the people in China. I've got my opinion. I'm going to keep it to myself and stay over here. Thank you very much. I am not in favor of the Chinese people using VPNs to get around China's government. I'm not in favor of that. If you don't like China's control on speech, then go someplace else. If you can't go someplace else, then pray. Or, you know, be a good citizen so that China won't worry about something. I don't know what to do. It's an internal problem. I can't really have an opinion on it because I haven't been to China, but that's my general opinion about stuff. The thing is, if someone in the Chinese government were to hear me say that the U.S. is playing China and China's falling for it and China should be peaceful instead, as the correct strategy to combat what the U.S. is doing, if someone in China heard me say that, they would think I'm trying to influence China to make China do that. That's what they would think, because they think it's all about them. It's not. China is not my target audience. America is. And my main theme is that I'm right. That's my main theme, that I know what's going on. And see, I told you so. That's what my theme is. I predicted Trump's election. And I'm just saying that that's me as an observer. What should China do? I don't know. I'm not in China, not in China's shoes. See you tomorrow.